Chapter 6. An Adventure. I find pictures of Svalbard on the internet. I stare at the place, the real place where Drake is. Then I look at pictures on my phone and see that I took a picture of Drake at a party. I stare at it for a long time. I look at his dark hair and his thick black glasses. My cheeks start to feel hot, and I'm filled with love for Drake. He kissed me and made me remember. I remember it all. I remember his smell. I remember the way his lips felt on mine. I put on my shoes and run down to the beach towards the sea. I look out at the line where the water meets the sky. I can't imagine the world past that line. I can't imagine anything outside of Penzance. I can remember a car ride to a fairground called Flambards when I was 10. I don't remember ever being away from here after that. I look at my left hand. Stone, it says. I find a black stone on the beach. It looks like the stone that Drake gave me, but this one is for him. When I get home, there is an email from Drake. Hi, Flora. I'm really sorry, but I think that we should stop talking to each other like this. If you were here, things would be different, but you're not. We are too far away, and you can't come here, can you? I'm happy that you remember our time together. That means a lot to me. Sorry for everything. Love, Drake. I read it again, but it still says the same thing. I don't know how far away Svalbard is, but I know that it must be a long way. I sit with two stones together in my hand. I am not going to lose Drake. I find a credit card in a box on the kitchen table. Then I go online, find a flight to Svalbard the next day, and book it. I look up places to stay in Svalbard and book a room for 5 nights. That will give me time to find Drake. Drake said, "You can't come here, can you?" That is a question, and my answer is, actually, I can. I'm going to surprise him. I feel very nervous, but I have to go to Drake because he made me remember. His email said that we need to be together, and we do. He is right. I prepare to leave and write things down as I pack them in my suitcase. There are 2 pairs of jeans, all of my jumpers, and my new fur coat. I check that everything I am packing belongs to me and not to Mum. I am going to be myself in Svalbard. I pack my notebook and Flora's story, the book that I need to remind me of who I am, in my handbag. Then I write a long note to myself about where I am going and why, and what I need to do when I get there. I write down my flight times and numbers and my passport number. I leave my parents a note saying that I'm fine. I text them to say that Paige and I are going to the cinema. I set off with my suitcase and lock the front door behind me. Nobody looks at me. I am going to do something amazing. I am going to fly to the Arctic to find the man who has made me remember, and nobody knows about it. I am wearing my fur coat. My notes tell me that I bought it in town the other day. I am hot, and I feel silly, but the Arctic will be cold, and anyway, it doesn't fit in my suitcase. I walk through the middle of town, and I'm almost at the train station when I hear, "Hello, Flora." I jump and turn around. It is Paige. "Hi," I say, and I keep on walking. Paige walks with me. "Nice coat," she says. "Where are you going?" I cannot tell her the truth. "My parents are in France," I answer, "with Jacob. They went there because he's ill, but he's worse than they realised, so they've stayed longer." "I know that," said Paige. "I was supposed to come and look after you, but I didn't because you kissed my boyfriend, remember? I've been checking on you every day anyway, but I'll stop now that you're going to France." "Are you going to France?" I want to say Svalbard, but instead I say, "Yes, I'm going to Paris." "Are your parents meeting you?" Paige asks. "Yes," I say. "Good. Be careful." "Are you sure you can do this, Flora?" "Yes," I say again. Paige stares at me hard for several seconds, then turns and walks away. I look down at my hands. They are covered with notes. The word Spitsbergen is written in thick black pen. She must know that that is the island where Drake lives, but I think she believed me about Paris. My train is waiting at the station. My notes tell me that I need to get onto this train and stay on it until I get to London Paddington. That is how my long journey to Svalbard will begin.